This is the Mistress Carrie's Situation Report for September 26th, 2022. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. There is a ton of new music headed your way. Let's start with Disturbed, who have announced they're releasing their 8th full-length studio album, Divisive, coming up on November 18th. They've already released the song Hey You and have announced their 2nd single, Unstoppable. David Draymond says the new single, Unstoppable, quote, is definitely one of the heavier tracks on the record. The groove builds into a bombastic animal. It's truly the fight song. And in an unexpected cameo, Ann Wilson from Heart is making an appearance on the Disturbed album, doing a duet with David Draymond on a song called Don't Tell Me. Speaking of new music, the Red Hot Chili Peppers have their new album, Return of the Dream Canteen, coming out on October 14th, and on Friday announced another song off the record, this one called Eddie. And it was written in tribute to Eddie Van Halen. Chili Peppers frontman Anthony Kiedis said in a statement, "Sometimes we don't realize how deeply affected and connected we are to artists until the day they die. Eddie Van Halen was one of a kind." The day after his death, Flea came into rehearsal with an emotional bass line. John Frusciante and Chad Smith and I started playing along, and pretty soon, with all our hearts, a song in his honor effortlessly unfolded. The Smashing Pumpkins have announced their new album, Autumn. It's a 33-song rock opera that's getting delivered in 3 acts. It's being billed by the band as a sequel to 95's Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness and 2000's Machina Machine of God. And they've already released the first new song called Beguiled. Each act of Autumn will be released every 11 weeks. Act 1 leading off on November 15th, Act 2 will follow on January 31st, and Act 3 will be released on April 21st. The Smashing Pumpkins are getting ready to kick off their tour with Jane's Addiction and Poppy coming up on Sunday in Dallas. They've got 2 stops scheduled in New England, including the Mohegan Sun Arena on October 13th and the TD Garden in Boston on October 16th. The tour finishes up in Los Angeles on November 19th. Godsmack have released a brand new single is coming this week called Surrender, and we can expect it this Wednesday, September 28th. There's already a teaser for the track released online. And David Lee Roth is streaming 2 re-recorded Van Halen classics, Dance the Night Away and Ain't Talking About Love. These are now the 2nd and 3rd Van Halen classics that he covered after publishing his version of Panama a few weeks ago. David Lee Roth also released Nothing Could Have Stopped Us Back Then Anyway, featuring guitarist John 5 a few months ago. This past Friday, Nine Inch Nails held Nine Inch Nails Fan Day at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in their hometown of Cleveland, Ohio. It served as a massive reunion for the band, including former band members Chris Vrenna, Danny Lohner, Charlie Clauser, and Richard Patrick from Filter. Over the weekend, the band played a hometown show at the Blossom Music Center in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. And during the band's encore, Eraser, Wish, Sin, Gave Up, Hey Man, Nice Shot, and Head Like a Hole were performed with Richard Patrick, Danny Lohner, Charlie Klausner, and Chris Vrenna. Metallica are now streaming their full set from this weekend's Global Citizen Festival. The day-long festival was held for free in New York City's Central Park, Metallica performing 8 songs, including Creeping Death, For Whom the Bell Tolls, Enter Sandman, Sad But True, The Unforgiven, Wherever I May Roam, Nothing Else Matters, featuring Mickey Guyton and Master of Puppets. And speaking of Master of Puppets, the Stranger Things house, where Joyce Jonathan and Will Byers lived and experienced the Upside Down, has gone on the market. Fans of the Netflix show can purchase the piece of pop culture history for $300,000. Now, although the sci-fi show is based in the fictional town of Hawkins, Indiana, the house is actually located in Fayetteville, Georgia. Dubbed the Byers House, it was built in 1900 and is 1,846 square feet that has 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and sits on a little more than 6 acres. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss anything. New full-length episodes of the Mistress Carrie podcast come out every Wednesday. Episode 120, featuring Doug Pinnick from King's X, is available now.